It's Empathy Apathy Week here on the Prickly City Podcast, but who really cares?
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for May 6, 2019. I'm Janine Faddish and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me. And thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. And thank you, Janine, for the lovely introduction.
You're welcome.
Let's get right to it. I did a week on empathy and how we seem to have lost it. And apparently a lot of comments on that. So
yes.
Let's talk about that.
Bookworm says, empathy requires identification with another being. There's lots of empathy right now for those poor, mistreated, victimized, overtaxed millionaires who are suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous good fortune.
Hey, we just saw that.
Well, not
that's a quote
the millionaires. Hamlet,
yeah,
yes.
We just saw Hamlet from the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. That was a good production.
It was very good.
And that's a good comment. No, we have empathy for our own side, and that seems to be the only empathy we got. And so, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, this is going to sound terrible. I don't read the comments very often. I actually got some sass from one of our regular commenters because the one thing I jumped in was some kind of innocuous.
Yeah, cell phones.
On cell phones. And I generally don't jump in because, for A, I think I've said my piece. I say it in the strip. I say it with my editorial cartoons, so there's really no reason for me to add anything. You folks can add your own comments. And second, some of them just get so ridiculous, so heated, and so shrill that I just can't dive in. But you, Janine, you read them.
I do.
And?
There's no empathy in most of them.
Does anyone give any, like?
Like what?
I don't know. Any empathy to the other side? Like, I understand, for instance, like here's the thing. I get the appeal of socialism, okay, for younger voters particularly who hadn't seen its actual cost and its actual repercussions. But I get it. I understand, I think. And I'm presenting myself as like Gandhi here or something. I'm not. But I do see the other side. I see that they have a point. If they come to it thoughtfully, if they come to it with, you know, But now we're to the point where we just question each other's motives. We don't just question each other's politics.
I don't see any problem with questioning motives. People's motives are, I think what you mean is what you're questioning is their morals, whether they're kind people or nice or evil. You're assigning evil to them. People have motives for everything. You know, I want to vote for this because it'll help me. That's generally what most people do.
Yeah,
they vote their own pocketbook.
Right?
That's your motive. That's the reason you're voting. You can question, why are you voting just for you? You only care about yourself.
Right. Let's question each other's motives.
Right. And that's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I think there is.
I think what it is when you assign evil to them immediately. And that seems to be what happens. People are, you call them names. You don't look at them as people anymore. They have no humanity. They're idiots. They're nimwits, which is, you know, often people in comments are calling each other names. You dummy, you this, you know, they call the candidate, the politicians names. So it's really hard, I think, to have a conversation when
there's name-calling.
Well,
you call each other names. And you do question each other's motive and question each other's morality. They say that you're motivated by hatred. You know, you're racist because you were
Well, that's assigning hate and different motives, different type of motives. I guess because motives can mean many different things.
Okay.
One is your reasoning for doing something. You question their, I don't know, never mind.
I think
motives could be.
Well, your motives are that you want to cure poverty. You want to, protect the borders. But your motivation can go deeper than that. And we question each other's motives. We question that the motives are evil, and that the like I said, you want to close the borders. I don't want to close the borders. I want borders at work. I want a serious immigration policy. That doesn't make me a racist.
Yes, it does.
Well, okay, then I guess it does. But it doesn't, because that's not true. That's not my motivation. That's where the conversation goes almost every time, is that you hate America. You love, you love Trump. You hate. It's like, it can be like, here's the policy. And the policy is either good or it's bad, and it works or it doesn't. And in other places where it's been tried.
Well, people can't agree on what's good and bad anymore.
No. I mean, and that's okay. That makes sense. That's where the discussion gets interesting. Is this good for the country or bad for the country? Does this work? Does it not work? What level of success does it work at? Those are the types of things we can have a discussion about, and we can debate. And there's nothing wrong with debate, but it's when we just don't have any empathy for the other side at all, and belief that they can be patriots and they can love this country and want it to be better too.
Well, Frosty 12 Oak says, empathy comes with so many strings, demands, expectations. It is really hard to let those go on either side. Dislike is so much easier since understanding the reasoning is optional.
Well, especially when the dislike and the discord is being fueled by both sides, frankly. You have MSNBC on one side, you've got Fox on the other. And, you know, that anger is easy to fuel. But I guess my question to you, the listeners, is this. I mean, did you ever make a good decision when you were mad? Ever? In hindsight, did you ever think, gosh, I'm glad I said that really horrible, horrible thing to somebody? I hope you don't. I hope you're the kind of person that says, no, yeah, when I'm mad, I make bad decisions. When I'm, you know, and your gorge can be raised a little bit, but, you know, you don't have, but when you're angry, no, it doesn't work. And you don't make good decisions.
And I don't think constantly calling people names brings them to your side of reasoning whatsoever. It tends to make them dig in deeper.
Well, I give in my stump talk about cartooning, I say, if you want your cartoon to be published, don't start it like this. And the guy sent a pretty good, that was a decent, actually bad, not a pretty good drawing and so on, but excuse my language, but it starts with hey asshole.
Yeah, that doesn't really work.
Yeah, that's not going to convince me of
well I think
anything.
A very good example of empathy that has occurred fairly recently was the Patton Oswalt case, where he had someone trolling him and said some very mean things. And instead of simply responding, Patton Oswalt went to the guy's Facebook page and looked at it and saw the kind of things he was dealing with and like, oh, I'd be probably lash out and be mean too if I was having to suffer these kind of health problems and these kind of things. And so he reached out to him instead and actually helped raise some money and donated some money for some of the high medical bills the guy had.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's, and there's, let's be clear, there are millions of those stories a day. People who, you know, hold the door for someone or they see someone drop something, they pick it up and run after them and say, little things like that, little acts like that. I mean, there are billions of those around the world every single day. So, you know, it's not like we're all jerks all the time.
No.
But when it comes to our politics, we kind of are.
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to try to figure out, and you don't have to like someone's politics or even think they're good. You can still think, well, that's jerky. But sometimes you want to at least find out, where did they come up with this reasoning? Where did this come from? And sometimes you're going to like, okay, I understand it. I totally disagree with them and they're still wrong, but I can kind of get a little bit where they're coming from. So I can see them as people.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I wasn't friends with liberals, I'd have no friends. Well, I wouldn't have a wife. Well, I don't think you're a liberal. You're kind of like
pretty moderate.
Pretty moderate.
Moderate.
So, yeah.
More left of center, but yeah. Still pretty center.
So, yeah. So I wouldn't be married or anything. I'd be a very lonely man. But angry. Maybe that explains the anger. I don't know.
Maybe.
Any other comments we need to get to, you think? Or
I think we could just end maybe on this from Darson 54, who says, when we only speak for and to ourselves, everything falls apart. Hopefully humanity will learn to speak to a greater good again.
I hope so. You know, I was walking down the street the other day and just looking at all these people on their cell phones and not paying any attention to the surroundings or the moment that they are in, and how people use the cell phone too as an excuse not to connect with other human beings. You know, you go to restaurants and you go, it was amazing. I was at a Walgreens and the guy was checking out and he didn't look up from his phone once at the person who was serving him behind the counter, not saying hello, how you doing, you know, nothing. And there's something wrong with that. So Darson, I hope you're right. I really do. I pray you're right. I don't know how we get from there to where we are right now, but Lord knows, I hope we do. So listen, on that note, we're going to close things up here. Thank you, Janine Fadich.
You're welcome.
And thank you to Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer. And thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for letting us use their stuff and post in this podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, feel free to do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. You can register for all sorts of free stuff. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. And if you want to leave a comment, maybe we'll mention it here on the podcast, Janine.
What? Right, but not in the next 2 weeks because we will be on vacation.
Oh, we probably should have said that before.
That's why I'm saying it now, because we didn't say it before.
And if you want to send us an email, do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot to mention that. We're going to be off for the next couple of weeks. We're going to be hiking the Grand Canyon rim to rim. So pray for us, or set your, you know, your cell phone for a news alert that, you know, cartoonist, it has to be muled out of the canyon. But we've been training.
Yes,
we've been
training
like crazy. We've been climbing. We're like stair climbing masters.
We are.
We are, actually. I think we've done great.
We have. We've done very well. We're not, we can climb up 50 flights of stairs without much problem at all. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Yay, us. So, yes. So, 2 weeks from now, we'll be back with a piping fresh new Prickly City podcast. But until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.